For our next case, it is LU 12-144988DZ, Art House Apartments. The applicant is Calista Fitzgerald from LRS Architects, and the address is 333 Northwest Park Avenue, and Mark Wellud is our planner. Go ahead, Mark.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you. We're here for the case 12-144988DZ. I'm going to just mention I did pass out a couple new pieces of paper. One is a letter, or an email record of a correspondence with the Pearl Neighborhood Association. I'll let the applicant talk about that. And then a new or supplemental detail for the Louvre that I'll talk about a little bit in my presentation. So in summary, the proposal has changed. We were here for DAR earlier this year, but in design revisions since they applied, they've changed the construction type and gone from a 7 to a 6-story building. So instead of 7 stories with 60 units, we're now 6 stories with 50 units. Otherwise, the program is the same in terms of ground floor retail spaces, loading and trash service area, residential lobby gallery, decked courtyard with a rain garden, and bike parking room. We do have the mandatory type 3 design review. No modifications or adjustments are requested or necessary, except for a single exception to the structural code regulations regarding oriel windows. Zoning is pretty straightforward here. It's CXD in the Central City Plan District, River District, Subdistrict. They're well within their 6-to-1 floor area ratio and 100-foot height limits under zoning. They do appear to be meeting all the zoning code standards at this time. As we talked about a little bit at the DAR, there's not enough room on the site to provide their short-term bike parking. The little inset from the lot line at the corner retail space where they've sort of expanded the sidewalk zone for cafe seating. That area is not large enough to provide all the short-term bike parking, so they'll just be paying into the bike parking fund during the building permit as allowed by code. Just a quick site tour. I'm pretty sure the applicant has a good tour, and you may be familiar with the site. It's the former Powell's Technical Bookstore, quarter block at the southwest corner of Northwest Park and Cooch. Just another view looking towards the building from across the park blocks. Looking from the park across to the opposite side of the park blocks. This is just looking on the side street Cooch to show the similarities between the existing building on the left and the adjacent building on the right, brick warehouse. Another view from back behind looking down Cooch with the site building in the left, on the left there. On Burnside, the site backs up to the single-story Firestone auto repair business. The red line in this just shows the distinction between the neighboring building and the site building. Another view from Burnside. It is pretty visible given the low scale and height of that Firestone building along that entire block face on Burnside, so the backside will be very visible, at least in the short term. And another view just looking north on the park blocks, again showing that lower Firestone building just to the south and the old Powell's Technical Bookstore. In plan, this looks a little washed out, but in plan, there's 4 retail spaces in blue on the ground floor, residential lobby oriented to the east towards the park, the internal courtyard and rain garden, bike parking room, and then the service areas. This is the loading bay that goes up onto Cooch Street. I've identified here, and you can see it in plan view, the locations of the upper story window projections that go beyond the lot line and that are the subject of the oriel window exception. It's 24 feet 10 inches on the park side and 13 feet 6 inches on the Cooch side. Just a second, it's a typical 2 through 6 floor plan. This is the plan that best shows the location of the first floor canopy that projects out above the ground floor. You can see sort of a slightly angled pattern to that first floor canopy. and a roof plan. This is the first of several housekeeping notes. I have added, you can't really see it here, but there's a little asterisk. They're going to have a white TPO roof surface. The east elevation showing the five stories and the retail. Again, a couple housekeeping items. There's one rendered shown white on the elevation, vertical panel, a vertical pilaster column on the ground floor. That's not labeled, but it's a bronze metal panel. It's a note I can just simply add to the drawings. And there are the detail you got today, the supplemental louver detail, is showing the condition that happens only once on this facade, but above this retail entry, they are proposing a louver. It shows up as a horizontal line in that space on the elevations. The renderings just show it as glass, but I clarified that that actually is proposed to be a louver, so this is hence the detail. On the north elevation, similar couple housekeeping items. Again, a vertical here, and the infill panels around the door, people door, and the loading door in the inset service bay are the bronze metal panel. And the louvers on this facade are above all three doorways. Another comment I will just make, a housekeeping comment, which you can't really see here. It relates to the materials. It's metal doors for the loading bay and the people door at the loading bay. The west elevation showing the courtyard view and party line view. The staff report did have an error just referring to the penthouse panel. You have a chevron metal panel on the second through sixth floors, but the penthouse is actually a ribbed flat metal panel. In the findings, I said twice that it was chevron, and it's not. It's a flat metal panel. The south elevation, final housekeeping item. They changed their construction type when they went from 7 to 6 floors. I think that's correct. And life safety had reviewed it based on the 7-story version, so I did have to do sort of just a run-through with life safety. And there was some confusion just on city staff's part, but they are able to do this. It's not the city's special 5-over-1 type 3 standard, type 5 construction. It's a type 3 construction, and that's about all the information I have. Callista can probably answer specifics on that, but life safety is okay with it. They can go above the 65 feet and have that tall penthouse. I'm not going to spend too much time on these details. The applicant can go through that. They did bring their 300-pound window and wall panel mock-up.
Thank you.
And I think I will just zip through these. You can study them. They're pretty self-explanatory. Staff was satisfied with the level of detail, with the exception of those housekeeping items I went through before, getting the louvers detail and identifying the ground floor materials. A nice landscape plan. They have a real customized landscape plan for the stormwater planner. They went through quite a bit of work with BES staff to make sure that they could use some more artful plantings that would still function in that wet stormwater planter environment. It's a nice little artistic garden. And just some more window and door details. You can't really even read them here, so I'm just going to go through quickly. Just quickly to cover the exception for the oriel window projection, there was just the one standard regarding the width of the elements being a maximum 12 feet, where they're requesting an exception to allow 13 feet 6 on the north couch side and 24 feet 10 inches on the east park side. Transportation had no issues with that exception, and Design Commission had expressed support for that, those same dimensions during the DAR process. So staff recommends approval for that. And in summary, staff recommends approval for the project based on the approved drawings, as well as their exception to the oriel window standards. It's C1 now through C45, the new one being the louver detail. And I'll just leave it there if you have any questions. I love it.
Questions of our planner?
I just have one. I was here when we approved that projection of the oriel window. It seems like we've done that on a couple projects. Is there any kind of, I don't know, just sort of a precedent for just, I mean, we're just approving these because I think we're just looking at them and they kind of,
there have been some projects where oriel windows have come up and they've appeared to be more of a desire to squeeze more real estate where there wasn't any out of a site, and we've pushed back.
Yeah.
I don't think we're
the more
just
recent ones have been really creative interpretations
right.
of
yeah.
the of the limitations of an oriel, but
and better serve the project.
They meet the spirit of right. what I would call the spirit of the ordinance. So.
Yeah, which is
allowing a percentage, but it's so prescriptive as to not allow much creativity. So the last few that have come through have been much more creative interpretations.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have much in the way of a purpose statement or guidelines in that code. It just says if design commission grants approval.
Right. And there have just been some that have been more kind of naked attempts to add a few square feet to each unit. And it you kind of know when you see it, if you know what I mean. It's
okay.
Design guidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions of Mark?
Maybe the applicant will go through this. What, is it the same material on the courtyard that was there before and then on the penthouse as before? I know it changed from the more kind of articulated facades on the street to things that weren't quite as... I think the courtyard looks the same. And so, anyway, we can ask them when they...
I think the only thing I really remember is the penthouse did get a little taller when you came in for the land use review.
Yeah, and it got it looks like it got pulled back.
And
too,
I think the material wasn't like fully specified for the penthouse during
right,
the year.
We are now using a boxed rib panel, not a flat.
It's not. It didn't change so much as just we got more specific details.
Yes. Yeah. A little more developed now.
Any other questions of Mark? Okay, great. I'd like you guys to go ahead and make your presentation. And before you guys start, I'm sorry, I have to keep announcing because we had a change in our agenda. If you were here for the first case that was on schedule today up until yesterday, the Payne Apartments, that appeal has been postponed. So again, if there's anyone in the room that was here, we'll accept written testimony, but we're having to postpone that hearing. So excuse me for interruption, and please go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, commissioners. I am Calista Fitzgerald with LRS Architects, and we are bringing back to you the Art House. LRS Architects has teamed with Lever to develop this project. I will be making a few opening comments, then the Powell family will speak about the project, followed by Tom Cody, the developer, and then Thomas Robinson from Lever Architectural will speak specifically about the design of the building and the comments that came up through the DAR process. One of the pieces that we did do through this is vet very closely with the Pearl District Neighborhood Association. We did visit them 3 times, and the letter, the copy of the email that I gave, they are in support of the project. We were hoping that representatives would be here, and unfortunately it doesn't look like they're here yet. Maybe they won't show up. It's a nice day out. We also did meet with the Urban Design Panel, the new formerly one with the AIA American Planning Association and the American Landscaping Association, and there's a letter of support for them also for our project. So we hope you enjoy what we're about to bring to you. We're very excited about it. We went through a lot of effort to get that big mock-up panel here too. And I'll turn this over to Michael Powell to make a few comments.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Powell, 6115 Southeast Salmon, co-owner of Powell's Books, and co-owner of this property, which we are excited to be working with PNCA on redeveloping for student housing. It's a new venture for our family to do a project like this, and a learning curve for us, but we're very excited. We're very pleased to be working with such an illustrious partner as PNCA. They're enthusiastic. We hope we can convey that enthusiasm to you and get your approval for this project. Student housing and as an adjunct to the Campus Central on the North Park blocks is very much part of PNCA's vision of the future. We think it brings life to that neighborhood on the street and adds a creative and an active element to that part of the community. I'm well aware of the Pearl. I've been there for 30-odd years and what's happened there, and I'm well aware of this property, which I've owned for probably 20 years or more, and it was our technical bookstore. It's a handsome building. I'm sorry to see it go, but it's not very adaptable. And this new project gives that corner, I think, a bright, active, and important presence to the park blocks and to PNCA, and we're just very excited to be part of this project. We hope you are as turned on by the work of the architects as we are. We think it's a creative solution. Sometimes student housing can be very cement block and stucco and boring and dull, and I think this project's anything but boring and dull. The rooms are dynamic, well-lit, and more condo-like than they are dormitory-like, and the building, I think, is not your average dormitory building at all, but a very important addition to the street front of the park blocks. We're excited as a family. We hope that you will approve it so that we can get this project moving and hopefully meet the goal of opening in the fall of 13 for the entering freshman class. Thank you. Lots of people here know more about this project than I do, but I've been part of it all the way along, and I really like it a lot.
Thank you for coming.
Good afternoon. Thank you again for having us. I'm Tom Cody. I feel compelled to tell my address now, 2359 Northwest Overton Street. I wanted to speak a little bit about the shift from seven stories to six stories. That's something that we've actually been vacillating on and dealing with since the inception of the project. And more recently, when we came to you last time, we had put forth our kind of aspirational goal, which was based on metal framing over a concrete podium, so six floors of light gauge metal framing over a single story of concrete. And as we began to vet that process with the subcontractor community, we determined that essentially it was too risky. We could not identify subs that were could deliver and make us comfortable and confident that they could deliver the quality that we needed for the cost that was necessary. The cost is important because in working with PNCA, we wanted to make sure that this project attained a certain level of affordability for the students, and so we didn't want to pass that risk through and or cost through. And there was a confluence of that situation and circumstance with the fact that PNCA was more comfortable based on their enrollment with a lower bed count. So we're very happy with this design and with the program in its present form, and all parties are enthusiastically moving forward with this. Secondly, I wanted to mention a little bit about the project as it relates to the neighborhood and this idea of art living in the city. And I think our approach is probably, I hope, palpable with respect to that as you see these images and these details. But it's kind of an important cornerstone and the fundamental cornerstone, I guess, of the project. And, you know, it exists at, I think, three different scales. One in the context and the scale and the sequencing would be first from the neighborhood scale, and that this building can exist in the neighborhood as an artistic element that has a sense of dynamism and plays with the park and light and is essentially striking and responds appropriately to what we believe is a very important corner. The second is, as you approach the building and become more intimately connected to it, that you see art in the lobby and in a gallery space that we've provided for on the ground floor, and that this idea that the park blocks actually kind of move through that lobby gallery area into this center rain garden court, and that garden is framed appropriately from the street. So it's acting in a way as a bit of a piece of art, living art, when you approach the building from the street. And third and finally, that the most intimate of spaces upstairs within the residences that we are allowing what I think is a very simple but profound gesture of allowing natural light at multiple points into these corridors so that they can act as gallery spaces and be invigorated and relevant for places to show art and for that to be an important part of the project. And so the program, I think, on a few different levels lives within this approach and this proposal. We've carefully considered your comments and appreciated your comments from last time, and we're excited to share our responses to those comments with you. So thank you.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Thomas Robinson. My address is 720 Northwest Davis Street, Portland, Oregon, 97209. Thank you. We're glad to be back. Based on your feedback from the DAR meeting in May, we're very excited to have this opportunity to share with you the development on the project. We've developed a presentation that is focused on a number of the issues that you brought up, specifically the articulation of the base, which I think was a big one, and also the articulation of the facade on a detail level. I also wanted to put into context the previous presentation. So what I've done is I plan to provide a summary of what we talked about previously. I'll run through it pretty quickly and then end with a more detailed discussion. So just a few facts about the project for people in the room that aren't familiar with it. I know, as Tom mentioned, it's now a six-story building. It's 48,000 square feet, 50 units of housing with ground floor retail. It's located at Northwest Cooch and Park and is being built by the Powell family to house PNC art students. As you know, it's LEED targeting silver. In terms of the presentation we put into three general areas. So really the analysis and concept, which is the summary that we talked about previously. Then I'm going to articulate the design issues that you guys brought up last time, plus a few that were brought up by the Pearl Neighborhood Association and as well as staff, and then our resolution, sort of how we got to where we are today. So analysis and concept, we all know this is a pivotal site, the North Park Blocks. It's at the intersection of a number of districts, the Pearl District, the Old Town, Chinatown, and downtown. It's also a gateway into the North Park Blocks. You see here, I'm going to point out, you see here Powell's store, their administrative offices and our site, PNCA's existing facilities, and then 511 and the Museum of Craft. What I think that idea of the building being a pivot, a kind of a point of connection between a number of districts and groups, I think it's also a point of connection between sort of the worlds of Powell's books and the future sort of world that transformation that will really happen as PNCA has a greater presence on the park blocks. And we think that that's something that will have a huge impact on this area of the city and the life of the park. The park, you know, is really, you know, it's obviously something we talked about, is a driver for this project. It's an inspiration. And I think because of the age of the landscape there, you have trees that are sometimes 100 years, and then that being connected to the sort of the new life that's been given to the Pearl District over the last 10 to 12 years. And I think that's something that point of connection between the landscape and the urban is something that's important to us. I think one of the other things we talked about a lot in more detail last time was really how the buildings in the Pearl, the articulation and depth of the facade, you know, the way the windows set back, the sort of subtle articulations of the cornices and how that creates a play of light on those surfaces, that the surfaces themselves had a lot of texture, and that was something that was an inspiration to us. The other sort of architectural context I think that's interesting to sort of note in Portland is this idea of lighter buildings, whiter buildings. I mean, we don't live in the sunniest place, and I think that there is a recognition of that in architecture, and you'll see this with the Meyer Frank terracotta building. And I think that's something that the idea of a building that gives light back to the city. The third thing that we thought was important is the idea of innovation. That Portland is the home of innovative structures. The Commonwealth Building by Belusky obviously being the first aluminum curtain wall building in the world. And I think the idea that that innovation can exist, coexist very comfortable with more traditional modes of architecture. The other thing that we talked about was art as something that exists on on multiple levels in the park blocks. You have the sculpture in the park. You also have the culture of galleries in First Thursday and how we want to build on that, and this project will definitely fit within that context. And then coming back to the idea of the park and light, because that's something that, at least for us as a practice and as designers, is really important to all our work. And I think the character of the light in the park blocks is important. And when you see the image on the left, you see sort of the light through the foliage in the summer. But there's also times when the park blocks are quite dark in the winter. And to understand that the building can maybe respond to both those situations is something that's interesting for us and important to the design. Going to the sort of concepts relative to the program, we started off with the importance of, say, this is a home for aspiring artists and designers. And daylight is really essential for artists to do their work. And I think daylight is also really one of the best ways to view art. And we thought about ways we could maybe bring light into this project at every level. And I think when we say that, we mean that literally. And we thought, okay, we're starting with a typical Portland quarter block site. When you develop that for housing, you know, you end up with a corner building, typically with a buried internal circulation. And, you know, what we did was to try to break that in apart, like Tom said, to allow light to penetrate into these corridors and also to allow views to take place sort of to the park, to the city, from every angle and even into the courtyard. And that also serves to break up the mass of the building. And also one of the things that the other key thing I think we looked at was this idea of shifting the facades, deflecting them slightly to actually create a respond to the changing light conditions within the park. And also light is something that if it changes color as you change the angle, and that's something that you'll see when we show you the mock-up and sort of the images we took on site of that. So these are some of the early studies. The idea on the left of the building is sort of a light emitter on the right, as you can sort of see how the colors of the light changes depending on the angle of the facade. It's a very subtle shift, but I think it works in this case very effectively. The last thing that is really important to the concept was this idea that Tom mentioned of an internal court garden space that connects very clearly to the park and from both directions. So if you're in the park, that becomes visible, and if you're in the garden, you also experience the park. The last item that I wanted to touch on was the idea of a precedent that's relevant to Portland, also precedents that have had transformative impacts on the neighborhoods that they've put in. And I think the Ace Hotel is a great example of a building that's really had a transformative impact on a particular neighborhood. We think this building has that potential, and what we've tried to do is look at some of the things that have worked at the Ace and also applied them. I think one of the key things is the way that the program is so present at the ground floor and comes right to the edge of the building. This is the model that you saw last time, showing the building in context with the scale of the surrounding buildings. This is the site model detail that shows the cuts that I was talking about here and here. And this is the current design proposal with the revised base. And then this is that same view at night, looking sort of from the park. It's not the same view, but straight on. And I will go through sort of the specific proposal of what we've done at the base, but I wanted to just give you the full context of the building before doing that. So this is showing site plan with the projection and the cuts, the court here. Starting from the upper, we already sort of saw this plan, but shows you the development of the plan. We've maintained the cuts into the park. We've actually opened up the courtyard a little bit. It's now larger than it was before. And you can see that what we've done is actually added more glazing back here, articulated this edge a little more, and I'll show you that. I think that's one of the things we talked about with the framing of the brick, but also provided more views into this. This is something that we talked about in terms of making that garden more accessible visually from the park. I don't know if you have any questions about the plan, but I think nothing's really changed fundamentally. So I think I'll just move on. We can always come back to it. This is the landscape courtyard. I'm actually really excited about the landscape. I think it could be an incredibly innovative thing, and it was one of the things that I'm very interested in. I think you can see this is the sort of, these are the plantings that we selected for that. I think it could be quite beautiful and also functional. These are the elevations, the current elevations east, north. You can see we've added the context of that building, west, the cuts here. This is the view, the glass that comes into the courtyard, south. And then I wanted to go through the design issues, and we can always come back to those, but I think it's important to talk about these. So we generated a view from Burnside. Of course, you would never really see this view because of the trees, but I wanted you to sort of see what it looked like. It was important to really talk about the key design issues, and one was the base proportions. You had comments about how we could articulate that and the relationship between the first and second floor. The Burnside elevation, how that worked from a material point of view. And then the articulation of the mechanical penthouse. This was something that Patricia brought up in our last meeting, and we worked with them. We went back and talked with them three times to sort of articulate that, and I wanted to just share how we did that. And then, most importantly, I think really the issue of how the facade was going to be detailed, and I think we really, you know, with the mock-up, tried to show you exactly what we're talking about. And I think we're very excited about some of the images you'll see later about how it actually looks in daylight. So the resolution of the base proportions, I think the two issues that you brought up was the proportion of sort of the base to the upper floor. And I'm showing you here the previous design, what you saw previously, and the issue of this sort of darker area up here. And then this is sort of our proposal. So, and I'll show you exactly sort of how we changed the design to get to that. But we feel this is a much more elegant solution, and it deals with the proportional issues that you guys were talking about. But I'll show you in clear detail here in the elevation. This is what we had before. And we had sort of a separate canopy here that was down lower. And we were trying to disguise the thickness of the slab sort of in that zone, because we have obviously the flat plate there. And with this, we did two things. We added more glazing. You can see all the red is additional glazing that pulls this down into this zone. We also were able to squeeze an inch out of the thickness of the slab, so we raised up the space underneath. And then we articulated the canopy, sort of integrated into that base element. And so we have pretty much 12 feet clear along that entire zone in this area. The other thing we did was add more brick that sort of frames the opening and creates a rhythm that's more similar to what happens on the other side. And then you can sort of see the difference between the two. So we're very excited about where it's ended up and feel like we've, I hope we feel we've addressed some of the issues that you brought up relative to our last meeting. The party wall elevations, I know that was an issue, and I think it's something that we've talked about internally as a team. One of the first ideas that came out is that the building could maybe read as a whole, so that when you go and turn the corner, it's not like you feel like, oh, they've just turned into a different material. So we wanted to keep the chevron panel you see wrapping around the entire building, and this model sort of shows that idea of it being one mass. But what we wanted to do is to give it some interest is to offset it. So this is actually an image kind of generated off the mock-up that shows the articulation, how it's actually offset. We think that's going to give a great sort of interest and quality of light that will kind of will connect it back to this element. Even though it's not flaring out as you see in the mock-up, it still will have interest and kind of take that part of the building and turn it around the corner here, and that also plays out in the back facades as well. So the mechanical penthouse. This was sort of, you know, Shona Red was what we had when we met with you last time, and I think there was an issue with, you know, the way it was sort of broken up into pieces, and we worked with Patricia and her group to look at a solution where we basically combine that into one element and set it back far into the center of the building. So you can see here in plan, this is set quite a ways back, and what we did is just articulate it as one element. So I think that was an improvement for them, and I feel like, you know, it's important to address that the comment they had was relative to it being six stories versus seven, not the articulation of this panel.
The disappointment expressed was the height.
It was the height. So I think that's an important issue for you guys to understand. So moving on to the facade, I wanted to, you know, this is a really important issue for us, that it's a quality project. And I think we wanted to really demonstrate that, you know, we could pull this off in a way that made sense. And I think I wanted to show you this. The four squares represent these four areas of the mock-up. So I think it's important to understand that the windows are actually going to be twice the size that you see there. We scaled the thing down so it would actually fit in your building. But the details themselves are full scale. So this shows the mock-up on the roof, and then this shows the details that we've worked with both Walsh and a potential steel fabricator to develop, and we feel that, you know, very confident about where we are with that. This shows the transition between the detail to that canopy we were talking about that you saw earlier, and that actually varies in width in terms of its distance from the edge, and then it comes flush with the brick down here. So if, I don't know if that's clear to you guys, but I just, if you have any questions, you can explain that. This is, you know, photographs of the mock-up during, you know, August 12th facing east. So just showing you how it changes throughout the day. So 12, a 1, and then obviously the sun's very high, so 2 kind of comes up high. But I think what we're excited about is just the character of that and how it changes color and has real interest. It almost feels like it's changing shape. So we're really excited about that potential and feel that that idea that we talked about with some of the historic buildings is there. I think at dusk, this is facing north, will start picking up the light and also starts to glow as the lights get turned on. This is showing how the window operates on that. And then this is the view, you know, in the evening. So what's exciting to me about this view is the way that for me is that sort of deep frame that we'll read in the evening, and then how that plays out in the night view that you see here. So in summary, we're really excited about, you know, the project. We think it'll be a transformational project on the site for the PALS and PNCA and the area, and look forward to, you know, answering any questions you may have. Thank you.
Questions?
Sure, I've got one. So you had, it was all metal framing prior. That was the concept, right?
Yeah.
And are there any concerns with going to wood in terms of shrinkage and structure of the thing? In particular, where, you know, you've struck a flashing line,
yeah,
if you will, that's at a datum that's more or less at the bottom of the windows, but the windows are above kind of where the floor is.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of thoughts or kind of things have you looked at around that?
We thought you'd ask that question. So
I just want to know how to do it.
Well, we actually met with Walsh's wood framing specialist, and what we've done is developed a slip joint. So the flashing, it's actually, you know, it's a slot joint in that area. So as the wood moves, it won't actually affect the metal, but the frame can shrink a little bit and not impact that joint. So that was, so he said that's not a problem. So with the sort of flashing, because the panel itself will actually be supported in multiple spots, so one of them is just basically holding it from a wind load point of view. It's not holding it back.
Right.
So that allows that to slip a little bit.
So it's slipping at the the furring connection is what's slipping, or is it the?
It's.
Do you have a section?
You know, we don't have a specific section on that, and I, you know, I would have to defer to the contractor on that one. But we did meet with both the metal fabricator and the contractor to develop a detail that Walsh is very confident with. Okay. So I wouldn't want to say one way or the other.
Okay.
That's trade secret, huh?
Yeah, right. I was pushing for something. All right.
You can PDF it to him later.
Yeah.
Other questions?
You have a question? No.
I just had a couple of. So in your rendering from the street, I noticed the bicycle kind of way in the back.
Yeah.
What's the screen material for that? Since it became kind of an object in view, I was just curious what that was.
It's actually going to be a wood screen.
Okay.
And then there'll be bamboo that's planted in front of it. You're not really going to see it. But you will. I think there's an idea that you would see light through it.
Sure.
And then landscape in front of it. So there's two levels of landscape. Sure. If I go back.
I was just reacting to the rendering. That's all.
Yeah, it's not going to actually be as visible. And the reason I just want to go back to the plan is I can, this is good just to understand. So this is a wood deck. Mm-hmm. That is a wood screen there. That's bamboo. And then that's another layer of planning that's in front of that. So one things that changed since you last saw is we actually brought the planning around the corner here.
Okay.
Where it used to only be here.
Right, okay.
So we wanted that landscape to be more visible than the bikes or other things.
In the plan you submitted, it says that little corner, kind of the southeast corner, says retail, but in the presentation it's gallery. Is there a thought on that?
There's been...
It's not very large, obviously. Yeah,
I think that's a program, maybe.
It's our thought there is that it's most likely, we don't know with absolute certainty at this point, but it's most likely going to be occupied by a PNCA program element.
I wondered,
That is going to relate to the gallery space behind and may even have school programming existing in those spaces. One of the concepts is we've put a large window at the back of that space that frames the garden so that potentially drawing classes can occur in that library area and looking out into the landscape.
Sure, that's all glass there.
Right. And then in terms of retail, for such a small building, it's got kind of very definitive retail spaces. I'm assuming that those walls that are kind of along that north retail area are flexible. If you were to find a tenant that wouldn't want to take the whole space, you could do that.
Yeah, as much as you think you know, you it never ends up being right, of course. So and in fact, that is the case. We are speaking with a tenant that would combine those two northern
shear walls or something like that.
No, they are not. Okay. They're entirely flexible.
And then that little closet on the very southeast edge, is that a little utility?
This here?
No, on south.
Oh, okay. Oh, here.
Southeast. That thing, right? Yeah. Just curious about.
That's actually, we wanted to hide the gas meters.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I said utility closet or something like that? Yeah, right.
Gotcha. So we tried to, why that's there, sorry.
And then I was just curious, looking at your mock-up, at the sill pan that the chevron panels come into.
Yeah.
It's like where does that pan drain to? Is it?
It's actually going to probably it'll be punched in some, at specific elements. It'll drain, down.
It just drains vertically down.
Okay. I mean, the whole thing is a rain screen system. So, but we were working potentially to punch it so any water that collects there would actually just drain into the system.
Right. And then I know this just from my reaction to the whole process, it's a really high quality endeavor. But with the park being right there and those little pans and leaves and all that stuff, it's going to be a maintenance issue that would have to be obviously addressed regularly.
Yeah.
Yearly, right? At least. Okay. Just so we're all aware of that. And then...
One thing to keep in mind that this system and that particular detail has been used at the Ziba building. It's exact same, where you have the captured frame. And, just looking at it, it doesn't seem like it's been...
Right. You have operable windows at each one of those, so you can reach out.
And you can
reduce your rent, maybe, if you can keep it clean or something, right? and then the height of the, that wasn't an issue. It's higher, the penthouse is a little higher than it was before. Is that right?
I don't think it's...
Is it not?
I don't think it's higher. Okay. I think what we did was, instead of having it sort of have this big notch out of it, we've kind of regularized the shape more, so it just seems like one volume, but it's not.
And with it being shorter, it seems taller maybe.
Yeah, I think, the other thing is, how elevations are pretty deceiving, and it is really set back about 40 feet, from the edge of the building. So, I think it's not, you're not going to really be able to see it. Except from a helicopter. Or coming down, Well.
From, what'd you say, Catherine?
Or coming down Burnside.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Chippendale will block it.
Yeah.
To some degree, right? Yeah. Okay, that's all I've got. That's all I got.
Other questions? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if there are no people here to testify in support or opposition to the project, I'm lingering over these words to give anyone who has a strong desire to do so to get up and fill out a form, but I'm not seeing a huge clamor to do so. So I am going to close the window on public testimony and move to commissioner comments then. And I guess I will start with Dave Keltner.
Hey, you got to start last.
Oh. Are you sad about that? I can ask you to start if you want. Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Somebody go.
Exactly.
Well, I guess maybe you just start by thanking the Powell family for making such a really putting together a team that could make such a beautiful piece for our city. I think it's really special. And I think the changes that you've made between last time relative to the base are just really good in terms of isolating that one kind of dark panel to help reinforce the idea of just the base. It's the only place it occurs. And basically just cleaning up that whole sort of bottom piece. It's much, much better. And I think the move of pulling the stair extension, the stair that extends, pulling that back and incorporating it with the centerpiece allows all the facades to, this whole thing has this real sense of purity. And by getting that stair off of that end elevation, it allows the whole thing to just complete itself in a great way, like your wood massing model is represented. So I think that's a great move. And amazing, I don't know if, I mean, well, I've been here a little while, but I doubt it, I don't know if the commission's ever seen a full-size mock-up to this degree or will ever again, but it's, I think it was really, to understand how important that is and to commit the resources to do it, I think it was really fantastic. And then just the kind of understanding and being able to demonstrate the kind of quality of light that we're going to experience really by putting it up on the roof and seeing what it's doing, because it is so key to the project, and having it bear out all of your intuitive sense about it is really great to see. So congratulations. I think it's fantastic and eminently approvable.
Catherine.
Thank you.
Was great supporter before, still am. Hope you guys are proud of your work. It's paid off, looks fabulous. It's very well executed, it's exciting. It's a great addition. I'll echo everything David said, but I won't repeat it, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Work.
Okay, I just wanna start out by echoing something that David said. We had a discussion about this a couple weeks ago about the parallels between two projects that are going on right now, and it's this one, and it's also one by the Zidell family. And we were like, what's the magic formula here? And it doesn't seem magical, but it seems basic in the sense that you've got a dedicated owner that's committed to Portland and the city, and also a project manager. I think that was a common denominator also, which is interesting. But then the letting a creative design team kind of do their thing, and really respond to kind of the program and the site and take it much farther than what would typically be submitted to us. So maybe that's the magic formula. And fortunately, it's not so magical, although I think it's a rarity that we have owners that dedicated to something of this quality, which is such a basic building type. We don't see this very often. But and with that, just a couple of comments. Tom, you mentioned the three scales, and I was kind of making notes as you were saying that because that's kind of how we look at things. And the scale of the neighborhood with the massing of this building and the way it's broken down into a very clear concept is the start of that, along with the beginnings of articulation. And that articulation, you mentioned interior, and I think what we look at is at the pedestrian scale along the sidewalk and how that building relates to and allows people to react to the building. And with the amount of glazing on the first floor and the way the building overhangs the site and allows for functions to occur underneath those canopies for much longer kind of times of the year are all great basic aspects of how to make a great building at that pedestrian scale. And then thirdly, and probably as important as anything in this project, is just the materiality, the kind of creative aspects of taking a very common material, making a few shifts and moves with it, along with some very well thought out details, and creating something that, when you put all three of those aspects together, just creates something very special. So, also, I agree with everyone that it's eminently approvable, and I hope it sets a precedent not only for design but also for how teams come together. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, my comments will be quite brief and falling in line with what you've heard already. I too, am really appreciative of the artful deployment of what is really a very basic palette. I think that's also a hallmark of a successful project in my book. Some of the projects that we've seen come through that really do a job well, I'm thinking of the RAC, for instance, the Resource Access Center on Broadway. You know, not very many materials in that building, but well executed and well balanced. You know, I think the Pearl District will be a showcase of hopefully of more projects like that and like yours. I really do appreciate your very elegant solution to the canopy by integrating it, and I think that really cleaned up the first floor elevation. Appreciated the opportunity to look at what we had before and where you are today. And then I also really like the parkside grouping of windows that you're seeing in your night elevation with the galleries. I just thought that was a really nice peek into the purpose and function of the building and kind of a metaphor for, you know, a peek at what's coming in the art scene, you know, kind of peeling back and displaying some of the work that's being developed in the rooms and in the classrooms at PNCA. And I just think that that's a really nice move on your part. So I'm really excited to see this building get built. And I too think it's quite approvable. So I'd like to go ahead and ask one of my fellow commissioners to make a motion and see if we can't vote.
I make a motion that we accept the staff report as written.
I'll second it.
Is that
right? Sorry, I have a point of order.
I was just consulting with people. I wanted to make one clarification that is we would like to do the right now we're showing a bronze material on the windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, what we found is the manufacturer that can make the window that we like can't actually do the bronze color. It kind of ends up being a brown color, and we'd like to do a black for the windows upstairs and also for the window mullions downstairs. I just want to bring it up because I know it's in the minutes, and if you guys have issues,
well, I definitely want you to come back.
Well, okay. I just say it changes everything.
Okay, that's what I figured.
I take back what I said.
Okay.
Can we go to discussion?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I was told I needed to say that.
We appreciate that.
Actually, I don't think we have a lot of say of our color. We like to pretend to
be. Remake my motion then?
I was just going to say, can you include with the stain material changes and clarifications brought forth at today's hearing,
sure,
maybe just because there are a couple typos in the staff report and I
want to
fix
the window color as a note. So just per the clarifications at today's hearing or something.
All right.
Withdraw your motion.
Material clarifications?
Correct.
So I propose that we accept the staff report as written in addition to the comments made today regarding new materials and or substitute materials.
Thank you.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's when you can say that.
All right. Paige, please call roll.
Norman Schultz?
Aye.
David Bork?
Aye.
David Calvert?
Aye.
Brenda Lee?
Aye. Okay. Congratulations. Good luck with the project.
Yeah, thank you.